This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
If this had been a normal week, I was looking forward to talking to you about Paul's letter to the Galatians, because the lectionary has us reading through it, but I don't think any of us preachers have treated it yet. And so I thought I would give you the world's fastest rundown on Paul's letter to the Galatians. If it had been a normal week, I would have told you how a couple of weeks ago, I walked down the hall to Dr. Mona West's office and asked her for some insight on who are these Judaizers that Paul is mad at, and what are they really, who are they actually? And we had a good conversation. Then I went to Hope's office and we had a good conversation, and she gave me a piece of scholarship that she liked. I made some copies of that, put it in a folder, put it in my briefcase to take it to the beach, where I left it in my briefcase the entire time. Yes. I would have told you that. But then, well, government happened. And government just seems to keep happening. And you all know a big bill was passed, and I will confess, I'm sure there is plenty in there I don't know a single thing about. And so I don't have any comment on much of what's in there, and I'm sure some of it was good for all of us. And I know some of it was good for some of us, but the parts I do know about, we know are quantifiably bad news for people that we care about at St. David's. It is quantifiably bad news for the poor. It is bad news for those who live on the margins. It's bad news for the immigrant, and it's bad news for the LGBTQ community. And so, it would seem a little insensitive, wouldn't it, for me to just dive off into this sort of existential conversation about a book that's 2,000 years old. And yet, Paul had a government. Paul had a government that insisted on overspending for the military and insisted on using fear to control its people. So Paul knew something about that. Paul was living his life in the midst of all of this. And yet in the midst of all of that, he could write the letter to the Galatians. And if you'll take the time to read it, you will see it is a desperate, urgent message to the early Christian community, this fledgling group of people who are followers of Jesus, not to fall into fear, to always live in faith and hope, to know that you are claimed by God, to know that you belong to the Lord, and therefore you can live in this world. And the people that he was arguing with were trying to get people who believed in Jesus to reduce that understanding and make it all about rules and regulations. And that's what he was ranting about. Like, no, you are free. Live freely, live generously, live graciously in the love of Christ. You do not need to be afraid. God has already redeemed you. So live like redeemed people in the world. So that would have been a good thing to talk about today. But then weather happened. A lot of weather that you all know all about. This tropical storm rolled out to the west of us and parked itself. And it filled all of those valleys and rivers. And the devastation in its path is unmeasurable right now. We are still trying to figure out exactly how bad this really is. We know dozens of people have died. We know dozens of people are missing. And we know there are people missing we don't even know about who live along those gullies. But to make it the most acute, we know it's our babies are missing. I mean, they're not my babies. Maybe they're not yours, but they're our babies. There are babies at St. Matthew's who are missing, and at Good Shepherd who are missing, and babies throughout the Diocese of West Texas who are missing. And so it would be a little insensitive, wouldn't it, to get into an exegetical conversation about the letter of Paul to the Galatians, or even to talk about the government. And yet, weather. Do you know that the second time the Christian community gathered, the second council during Paul's lifetime, was about the weather? They called the council because of a famine. The Christian community, the first thing they realized they were called to do as believers in Jesus was to address a famine. How are we going to feed these people? That's what they felt called to do. Not off in some high, lofty thing about who God is in their life, but this is what being a follower of Jesus looks like. How are we going to feed all these people? That was the second council of the church. So Paul has something to say to us. He says it this way. I would encourage you, I really want you to go home and read the sixth chapter of Galatians if you don't read anything else. And it was part of what we read today, but not the part I want you to hear, right? So the sixth chapter is the very last chapter of the book. Paul, after he kind of gasses out on his rant against people who are trying to make believers in Jesus live in fear, after he gasses out on encouraging the Christian community to live in faith and hope and generosity, he presents this very naturalistic theology at the beginning of the sixth chapter. He said, you know, we all got our thing to carry. That's almost a literal translation. We all have a load to carry. Meaning that sometimes the world just throws things at us that are out of our control. And one of those is the weather. And so we all have our load. And he says, so when that's the case, when you see a fellow believer, he says, but I think we can expand that to anyone, can't we? When you see someone else carrying their load, be gentle. Be kind to them. Because we all have our thing, right? I mean, what is that great quote that's on cards? You've seen it around. It says, be kind to all because everyone is in the midst of a great battle. Well, Paul's version of that is everyone has a load to carry. So I stand here today acknowledging that you are carrying a load. And it may be the load that we're all carrying right now. It may be our fear about this storm and our grief about the impact of this. But you also may be carrying another thing that maybe we know about, maybe we don't know anything at all. We all have a load to carry. So I want you to know that the person sitting next to you is carrying a load. The person across the aisle from you is carrying a load. And so be gentle with each other. Be kind. That's what Paul says. And he also says, help when you can. That's so simple, isn't it? But I mean, we're all carrying our load, but I mean, if you get to the place where you're carrying your load and you actually find that you've got it and you've got a free hand, reach out and get the other end of the heavy thing that the person across the aisle from you is carrying. This is what being a follower of Jesus looks like. This is what Paul thought being a follower of Jesus looked like. That simple, that concrete. So Paul, studying Paul is not an esoteric run into a 2,000-year-old book. It is concrete counsel for you and me. Right this minute. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.